Hey there. Welcome to the Title Bites, the coolest place for members of the Michigan Land Title Association to receive the latest scoop on what is happening in the title insurance industry. If you think title insurance is boring, you're so wrong. Let's dive headfirst into this episode of Title Bites.
Hello, and welcome to the Title Bites podcast, 2024 Summer Convention Edition. I'm your host for this episode, Amy Zempel, board member and board liaison for the Communications and PR Committee. And I'm joined by my friend and fellow board member and president-elect, David Martin. David, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Amy.
And I would be remiss if I didn't start this podcast off by paying the bills. And so I would like to thank today's sponsor of the Title Bites podcast, First American Title Insurance Company and Stewart Title Guarantee Company. So thank you very much for sponsoring today's episode.
Absolutely. Thanks to both of those companies and all the rest of our sponsors as we go through the year.
Absolutely. So today we are going to be talking about the 2024 Summer Convention. Some people might not know this, David, but one of the first duties of the incoming president is to plan the incoming summer convention. So that's what you've been up to the last few months, huh?
It is. I'm one of those people that didn't know that when I agreed to move up into the chairs.
Yes, everyone should be aware that if they have dreams of being the president one day, you will have to plan the convention.
I do, but of course, like everything else that we do, crack team of Marcy Lay and Lauren Bunn do an excellent job with making us look good.
They sure do. We couldn't do it without them, that's for sure. So tell me, when and where is the summer convention this year?
The summer convention is July 14th through 16th. That's a Sunday through a Tuesday at the Shanty Creek Resort in Bel Air, Michigan, a place that we haven't been to in quite a while.
You're right. We haven't been there in some years. I'm looking forward to going back. Do you know when does the registration open for everybody?
It should be open by April 19th.
April 19th. All right. Coming up on that date. And is that the same date that we can start reserving our hotel rooms?
It is. Both the registration hotel rooms should both be open on the 19th.
And do you know if we get a special rate when we book our hotel room?
Of course, we get a special rate. I don't know what it is, but Marcy and Lauren always negotiate a good special rate discount for us for these conferences.
And that will be communicated in how to get that when they send out the invitation email.
Absolutely.
Very good. What are some things that we can expect at the convention this year? Speakers, events, what do you have planned for us?
Well, we are going to be arriving on a Sunday, the 14th of July, and the plan is, I think, that check-in will be around 4 o'clock, and then we have a get-together at 5:30, the welcome reception, and as part of that welcome reception, we are going to have a cornhole tournament again this year. It went well last year, and frankly, I'm a little scared about having Kevin Lowndes win another medal, which he flashes at every conference. But
we can't let it happen.
I know.
We need good cornhole players to sign up and take that trophy from Kevin.
Absolutely. We need serious cornholers out there. And there will be some information forthcoming on signing up for teams. And there will be a tournament that Sunday night.
That sounds exciting. What else do we have planned after the welcome reception?
We're still in a little bit of flux. I don't want to
want to give it all away.
I know you can't. We have to leave a little mystery.
We do.
But we are planning a PAC fundraiser after the dinner as well. That's still being finalized. So like I said, I don't want to share too much, but it should be a fun event that everybody can participate in.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it. Now, if someone hasn't been to this before, what is the dress code for the meetings and the events?
So I'm laughing because I tend to dress to the more casual side on these things. I would say for the events, business casual.
Business casual.
or resort casual at the most.
There you go. You know,
some folks might be wearing shorts. Some folks might be wearing slacks. I think a coat and a tie is right out unless you really feel compelled to do that. Dress comfortably. You're at a resort in Northern Michigan in July, for heaven's sakes. There's no reason why we need to get too formal with this. Absolutely. But I would say that one of the things we're going to do different this year, Amy, is on Monday night when we have the big dinner and the banquet, that tends to be a little bit dressier.
Yes.
That will not be as dressy this year.
Well, gee, good thing you said something. I would have shown up like, I don't know if anybody's ever seen that movie Legally Blonde, where she thinks that it's like a costume party, but it's not a costume party. And so she shows up in a costume. That would have been me if you wouldn't have told us that.
And
so
you're
thank you.
You're free to do that if you'd like.
I'll reserve that for Halloween time.
But we do have a theme for the Monday night. And the theme is Margaritaville. And what was it? 2 years ago, I think we did the 1920s thing.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
That was fun. Time.
But what ended up happening is people then ended up getting more casual afterwards. So we thought, what can we do to just make the whole evening casual? So while people historically have tended to dress up more on Monday night for the banquet, what we're saying this year, the theme is Margaritaville. And come dressed for Margaritaville for the banquet, and we'll go right into the after party.
I love that. And not at all a surprise, seeing as you were just told us that you dress casual and you are the incoming president and you plan the banquet. And so this is going to be more of a casual evening, and I love it. That's awesome.
Not an accident.
not an accident at all.
No.
What would you say are some benefits to attending the summer convention if people are on the fence about it?
There are a lot of benefits. Obviously, I'm a big proponent of the MLTA, as are you. We dedicate a lot of time to it because we think it's very important. The summer conference is a sort of a unique event for us. We have some educational seminars during the year, but the summer conference is a more unique sort of event for us. The networking part of it is terrific. I think it's really important. There are very few people that do what we do in this industry. And it's very useful for us to, within the constraints of being business competitors or on the underwriter side, being concerned with antitrust things. And we don't get into that, of course, but networking, and there's a lot of stuff that we're all dealing with that, that we don't need to reinvent the wheel for, challenges to the industry. This is a great opportunity for education at a different level than we do with the education seminars during the year. Those tend to be focused more on, you know, business operations, escrow matters, title matters. This is more of a higher level business sort of thing. So we are going to have an economic update, as we usually do. All of us, of course, are interested in what the tea leaves are going to share for that.
Yes.
We're doing presentations Tuesday morning, two breakout sessions, and you can pick one of them. One is an HR issues. Every manager would like to know those things, the top 10 issues that we're dealing with that.
Yes.
Social media and marketing, and that's always a hot topic, right?
So absolutely. That sounds great.
We're going to have a presentation from Don Kennedy, the president of Alta. This is the third year that Don Kennedy is coming to present to the Michigan Land Title Association. This year is his year as president, so we're really excited and privileged to have Don Kennedy coming in for that. But there's some other stuff that's going on. I don't think we're in an unprecedented time in our industry. I don't know that there's been a time in my experience where we have had so many challenges that have been happening both at the state and federal level. There's a new Uniform Power of Attorney Act that got passed in Michigan. There are always changes and issues with the Michigan Marketable Record Title Act. Those of us who've been involved in advocacy know that that's been a thing that has been changing a lot over the past couple of years. And actually just a new bill just got passed in that. Heirs property issues, affordable property, stuff that is trying to be dealt with in this country. We all know that housing costs have gone up dramatically. There's low supply. How do we deal with affordable housing for people as housing becomes less and less affordable? And there's unprecedented challenges coming out of at the federal level as well. I think most folks have heard of the title waiver program and the attorney opinion letters, which would be challenges to title insurance as the safe, reliable system of guaranteeing the lien on the property or your ownership of property, which has been in place for so long. Those are coming under challenges right now. We do such a good job about it that folks have probably forgotten what kind of risks are involved because we're the ones that absorb those risks. A new thing that we were just hearing about is a possible prohibition against having borrowers pay for lender title policies.
Oh,
concerned about that.
Yep.
And then there are laws that are going across the country, state by state, that we haven't had directly a lot of impact in Michigan, but they're out there. Data redaction laws that would be removing information for public officials from the land records. How do we deal with that? That's important. We have title plants that we work with. What about getting that information? Foreign ownership restrictions. So also the FinCEN reporting requirements. This is a really onerous reporting requirement that may affect everybody in our industry across the country. So that's another federal issue that we are keeping our eyes on. And so it's really important for people to be engaged and to be aware of the challenges, the headwinds that our industry is facing. Because if the industry is facing it, I guarantee you, all of our members are facing them as well.
You're so right. And I know personally, I'm looking forward to the ALTA update at our convention about how advocacy is going. I know that there's Advocacy Day coming up in May. In Washington. So I'll be looking forward to hearing the update on that and where all of that stands. So that was a good rundown, David. I appreciate it. And just on a personal level, what are you looking forward to most about the convention?
Well, I do like, I'm a title nerd, as you know, Amy. So
no.
Yeah, I know. Right. So these issues are things that I'm interested in being involved in and sharing, discussions on all of those things that I just ran through, but also the networking, the friendships that I've built over all of these years working with the MLTA, a lot of great people, just the best people that you'd ever want to meet, and getting to spend some time with them. And we got the band back together.
So, oh, the band is back together.
Yep.
Who's in the band?
The acoustic band. Morris Snabs is going to be singing. I'm going to be singing and playing guitar. John Bomarito is playing guitar. And Matt Russell is going to be playing percussion. And we may actually drag him up to sing a song or two as well. So
love it. Love it.
Some post-Monday night entertainment.
Well, hey, if you guys ever need any choreography, you just let me know.
I think
you want to add dancing to the repertoire.
I think you should engage in some interpretive dance for whatever moves you. And the bars will be in the room this time, so that may help.
Wonderful. Well, I know for one that I'm looking forward to your reign as president, David, as serving on the board with you as president. I know that you're going to do wonderful things starting with this convention, and I am very excited for that as well. So thank you for your time today talking to us about the convention. We hope that we see everybody there. Keep an eye out for an email from Marcy to register coming soon, April 19th. You can also book your hotel rooms there. And if you have any questions at all, do not hesitate to reach out to Marcy Lay or Lauren Bunn with MLTA. And once again, thank you to our sponsors, First American Title Insurance Company and Stewart Title Guarantee Company. And David, is there anything I missed?
No, I think you've got it down perfectly. Thank you, Amy.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Title Bites. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure to subscribe on your podcast platform of choice to get instant updates when new episodes are published. You can also visit the MLTA website to find more information. Just visit MILTA.org. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode.